What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Father James McQuarters. The recent disaster, we're talking the tsunami, and in being a cleric, being a man of the cloth, a spiritual man, whether you're a Christian minister, whether you're Buddhist or a Catholic priest, the questions persist, right?
Well, it's the hardest question, I think, Phil, to answer as a spiritual advisor. And that is, why does God let these disasters happen? And people will ask you the question, not after only natural disaster, such as the one this world has suffered in the last couple of weeks, but also the personal tragedies. Why does God take a loved one? Why is there cancer?
What do you tell people?
I tell people, I think, what anyone who claims to have a spiritual relationship with God would say. God is a God of love. The Bible also tells us that God is, at some points, a God of vengeance. And God, like anyone else, has to emote. There is only so much, I think, that even the Almighty can stand, and we have seen.
What do you mean by that, only so much?
But 2,000 years ago, we are taught that God sent his only begotten Son. It's something that I believe is not just a historical fact. I take it as a matter of faith, that God sent his only begotten Son to sponge the sins of mankind. And in the succeeding 2,000 years, we have tried to spread the gospel, whether it's through the Catholic missions, the Christian missions. And so God had to take it into his own hands. And
God is taking into his own hands. What is he punishing people when he sends a tsunami?
God, what if you consider from the time of John the Baptist until the present day that water is the transmission? This is the agent that is the transmission of baptism, and so it was God's way of baptizing a part of the world. That for 2,000 years, though we've had the Christian missions and we've had Catholic missions, for 2,000 years has rejected the Word of God. And it was I would answer people.
You're saying that the tsunami was, in a way, a purification?
It was a baptism. It was, remember that we are talking about the sacramental agent of water, which is the agent, the sacramental agent of baptism. And water baptizes, water purifies. And acting out of frustration sometimes, I think, as God would, as any of us might. But nonetheless, God wanted a mass baptism. And if you don't accept the Word of God, then yes, acting out of a childishness, he will effect this very violent, but it needed baptism. And
was the tsunami a negative thing?
The tsunami was a destructive thing, but nonetheless a purifying aspect, I think, of God's love, insofar as, again, this was, to quote a great thinker and a great Catholic canon lawyer, was St. Augustine, who said that even through violence can come the purification of the union with God.
And all right, Father, hold on. We're talking with Father James McQuarters, and we were talking, and I wanted to get the Father on the air about the tsunami and about, we had a terrible tragedy here in California with the La Conchita mudslide and so on and so forth. Why God lets things happen.
I believe that you have to remember that God is like anyone, not like anyone else. Of course, he's God, but there's only so much that he can stand.
What was it that he was putting up with, if you will?
The 2,000 years of Catholic and Christian mission in that part of the world that rejected.
But it's not vengeance.
No, it's not vengeance. It is a baptism. And God effected the baptism of millions of people. 150,000 were baptized.
But those people died.
They did die. And if they got the last rites, the Catholic faith teaches, as we believe in our liturgy, that the extreme unction, which is the last rites,
But are you telling me that Hindus or whoever these people were, Jains, would get baptism in the last rites?
I'm saying that if they were able to get a Catholic last rites, then they have ensured certainly a position with the Lord and with Jesus in heaven.
All right, Father, I want to give our number out. And I'm sure we'll get some phone calls from people because it's something. It's one of those things. Whenever tragedy strikes,
well, when tragedy strikes, people blame God certainly. But I'm saying to you that God is so much not to be blamed as He is to be appreciated. I think and understood that He probably, as we all say, He had it up to here with us, and He decided. But
he wasn't angry. He was frustrated that there weren't enough baptisms. Let me give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're speaking with Father James McQuarters. If what you're saying is true, is it possible that God was frustrated with the job that the Christian missions and the Catholic missions were doing in that part of the world in not getting more souls converted?
I don't believe that God is ever unhappy with those who are descended from Peter and those who are descended from Jesus Christ as a representative of Jesus on this earth. I am beyond, I think, God's disappointment, but I think He reached out and gave us a helping hand because there were so many of us who are in the priesthood who prayed for help and prayed to God. Please hear our prayer and please send to us. Give us a helping hand. It's not that we are happy about the loss of life. We're certainly not. And people do die, though. But there is hope for the world that God would effect the baptism. And baptism is the first sacrament. Extreme unction is the last rites.
And but you had to, if those people who died in the tsunami were baptized by this tsunami, this water, but didn't get the last rites, in the Catholic liturgy, in the Christian faith, are they in hell?
If they did not get the last rites, then our teaching is that they've turned from the face of God, yes.
And so that baptism was worthless?
Well, it's not worthless, because once you're baptized, it's important for you to get to safe ground, to find a Catholic mission, to find a Protestant, a Christian mission, if you will, and to throw yourself in the mercy of God, to throw yourself at the feet of the priest or to the minister, and to and plead with them, please give me the last rites so that I don't go to hell having turned away from the face of God. It's a very emotional thing for me, and one that I
don't know. All right, so the tsunami, this is an interesting conversation we're having with Father James McQuarters about the tsunami and why does God let things happen. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. The tsunami was a baptism.
The tsunami was a baptism. It was an enormous wall of water that is seen by the news media and the common people as a destructive thing, but it was, in fact, an enormous Catholic baptism. A Christian baptism, and is one that I think can be viewed in a positive light if one remembers that if you die, you have to have the extreme unction.
If I'm baptized by the tsunami, and then I die, and I don't get the last rites, I'm going to hell.
In our liturgy, in our faith, we believe that, yes. But the baptism was effected by God, and again,
but there are people who would be angry with God. I mean, there's a lot of people, atheists, I believe, are people who are angry with God.
You can't be angry with God. God is not an entity that makes a mistake. But like anyone else, He can't stand it any longer. And He looks and says, 2,000 years since I brought my only begotten Son into this world, and yet there's still the number of sinners. And so I've got to baptize, as John the Baptist did to our Lord, when he first encountered him.
And so God was frustrated with the lack of baptisms and the lack of conversion.
That is what I tell people who have this anger. And atheists, you say atheists, are people who are angry that God hurt them. But if you see that God cannot make a mistake, He can get, as my young charges in our catechism class. I called it catechism.
Well, there's a Freudian slip.
It's a catechism class is much like a catechism class. But I say, you know, they say, well, Father, he pissed me off, is what they say. Well, God can get, he's not pissed off, but he's frustrated and he's sick to his stomach and he's up to his eyeballs with all of this, you know, all of this bull stuff that's going on. And he just wanted the baptism.
The tsunami as a baptism. All right, Father, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. It's kind of interesting. I'm talking to Father James McQuarters about the tsunami, about natural disasters and why they happen. Why does God let things happen? This tsunami was not a disaster. It was a baptism. Those who died in the tsunami were baptized. If they got the last rites, then they go to heaven. 1-800-449-8686. God was frustrated. And we're talking with Father James McQuarters. It's always interesting to have him on as he talks with us about the Almighty and our relationship with him. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will continue in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, what we're going to do now, Father, is take some phone calls. How you feel about that?
No, I think it's an opportunity, certainly, to speak with people. I don't know how good I'll be, but...
Well, it's like talking with a parishioner or talking with someone who is spiritually, I suppose, troubled.
Well, I'll do the very best that I can. I appreciate the opportunity.
Father James McQuarters with us. He is the Monsignor there at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. He's talking with us about why God caused the tsunami. You say to see it as a baptism.
Yes, to see it not only as a baptism, but also as not only a baptism, but as an opportunity for us to be closer to God. And those people who died were baptized in the water of the Holy Spirit. If they got the last rites, they're in heaven. If they're in hell now because they did not get extreme unction, the last rites of the Catholic faith, then certainly we pity them. We pity them because they didn't get to high ground, they didn't get to dry ground, and throw themselves into a Christian mission.
Oh, man, those people had no opportunity.
God will send us problems that can be very difficult, but we can solve them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to start here with Becky. Becky, hi, you're on with Father James McQuarters on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, I have a viewpoint from a Protestant theology.
I'm so sorry.
I am Methodist, and we are taught...
I'm very sorry about that.
...that God is the absolute love, and he does not cause any of the evils or perils of the earth.
I'm not saying that this is an evil. I'm saying this is a baptism. That's the essential message.
I don't agree with you. When God cast Lucifer from heaven, he cast him down to earth and gave him the reign of everything to do with the earth, and he does not interfere. He weeps for every soul that will never know him.
Well, Becky,
but he
I am a Catholic priest. I've been a canon lawyer since 1968. I don't think that between you and I, the knowledge of God, I think, would be in my area. The typical Protestant response is to bring up Lucifer. That's too simple-minded. They say that Methodists are Baptists that can read. And that's a joke, Becky. I hope you're not offended by that.
I'm not offended.
All right. And so, to say that the devil caused this is for man to not take responsibility. God was finding it very hard to stomach that so many people in that part of the world hadn't been baptized.
And I agree with you. And we are tested every day.
He baptized them.
Well,
if you pardon my language, it's one hell of a baptism, isn't it?
I do pardon your language. It was one hell of a baptism, but by God, he did it.
But I don't agree with that for the simple fact if people believe that God caused every harm that comes to a physical being,
yes.
then why?
But why do you call it harm? Why do you keep saying it's
why
harm?
Why would he want people to come to him through fear?
But Becky, why do you keep saying it's harm? It was a baptism.
I'm sorry, Father, I can't agree with that.
Well, I think that if you thought about it, Becky, you'd see that it's not a harm that's been done. It's a baptism.
Well, it's a painful baptism, isn't it?
It's a painful baptism. But for 2,000 years, they rejected the Christ.
Well, there are a lot of things that go on in the world today that is making God very sad.
All right, Becky.
Very, very sad.
Thank you very much for your call. A Methodist is a Baptist that can read.
Because the Methodists are Calvinists, and the Baptists are Calvinists, and once a Calvinist religion came to the United States, to our country, to our shores, that the more rural peoples embraced it, and there was not as an emphasis upon education or higher education. And so the Methodists broke off from the Baptists, and were more literate, and certainly in the eyes of God, everyone is equal and loved, but it was interesting to see this evolution. But again, I want to get back to what Becky said. If God wanted to cause us harm, he's not going to baptize us. And I see the tsunami as a baptism.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi.
You're on with Father James McCorders on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Father.
Hello, Anita. How are you?
I'm fine. I studied theology. I'm a Catholic.
1-800-449-8686. Jenny, go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi, James.
It's Father James.
Father James.
Yeah. It's the very little in this world I've been able to earn, but that's one of the things I can earn.
Okay.
Are you Catholic?
No, I am just a Christian believer.
I'm
a believer in Christ. What I have to say is that...
Are you a Methodist? I'm not going to make the crack about the Baptist, though.
No, I go to a non-denominational church.
A science of mind, religious science, that kind of thing.
Religious science?
Yeah, is it a religious science type of church? You know?
No, we just believe that Christ is the Son of God.
Is it an alternative kind of religion?
No, I just
go ahead, Jenny. Father,
what I feel, why I feel that disasters happen, and I agree very much with the last. I agree very much with Becky what she said, and I think that it's important to realize that when the earth was created, and Adam and Eve came,
yes.
everything was perfect, and there was no disease. There were no natural disasters or problems.
Well, the only disease
that
there was sexual disease. Yes.
When Adam and Eve sinned, that's when Satan was allowed, like she said, to have free reign on the earth. He's the king. He's the prince of the earth.
But again, Jenny, you see this as a punishment. And I'm trying...
Well, everybody that's calling, Father, is saying the same thing. This is a painful thing. And
it's not a punishment. It is a baptism. Because of the water... The tidal wave.
Baptism is a choice. God doesn't force people to be baptized. It's a choice. If you want accept Christ into your heart, baptism is a choice that he gives you to make.
But he's become frustrated, as we all have who are in the work of the Lord, that these humans, God's children in that part of the world, that for 2,000 years have embraced their pagan faith. And
we're talking about, by the way, the Hindu religion is much older than Christianity.
Well, it's much older than Christianity. The Jewish faith is much older than Christianity, but they don't embrace the Redeemer. You see, Jenny? And so it's not a bad thing. And
if I'm in the tidal wave and I get baptized by the water, but I still die. You say I'm going to hell if I don't get the last rites.
Yeah, what? And you know what, still, that doesn't make any sense to me because
right.
baptism is not something that is forced
it's
upon,
true,
you, upon
it's,
you, and then you're still going to go to hell.
No, but Jenny, it's 2,000 years of waiting for people to make the right choice. God has grown weary of waiting, and so he said, I'll baptize you, but it's up to you to get to high, dry ground.
Yeah,
and
but
get...
you have to also remember that God also said in his word that one day is 1,000 years to him, and 1,000 years is a day, and I really doubt that he's
man,
growing impatient. He's
I don't know what your source is on
and
that.
He's patient.
All right, Jenny, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The tsunami, was it a baptism? We're with Father James McCorders and the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Father Staley had said that to me.
Father James McCorder is with us on the Phil Henry Show. When the tsunami hit, you saw this as a baptism. Was there a celebratory mood in the rectory? Or?
No, it was not a celebratory because of the loss of life, but I remember when Father Staley had come in with the newspaper and with the news, because we had not heard the news until we saw it in the paper, and he said, Father, look at what God has effected. The lot of the years that we worked in the missions in India and Sri Lanka, that God has been able to bring this baptism, violent though it may be, out of frustration and childishness, God getting up, if you will, on the wrong side of the bed, or whatever you want to say. Look at the people that he's been able to baptize. And I said, Father Staley, in a way, I feel vindicated, because I spent 5 years in a Catholic mission in a town called Lantur, which is in the northern border, in the northern border of the Kashmir province of India. And it was tough going. I can tell you it was frustrating. There were times I wanted to just throw up my hands, get onto American Airlines, and fly back to America. And when I saw the tsunami, I have to tell you, there was a part of me that said, yeah, how do you like me now? You know, in other words, see, if you don't want to accept God, well, try this.
So it was a disaster, yes. It was a terrible disaster.
But one was necessary.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, but good God, I mean, to a baptism.
Was a baptism in the water of God, in the same purifying spirit that John the Baptist baptized our Savior.
Here is, I believe I'm going to Cal. Hello, Cal, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, sir.
We've got a term in Tennessee and Georgia that's called hogwash when you hear something that is totally incredulous.
Are you talking about me?
Talking about your view of baptism.
Yes, sir.
And I would say that you're wrong on that. Number one, you're putting words in God's mouth that you cannot verify whether he said or not. Number two, we live in an age that is exemplified by the things that have gone wrong since creation changed. When God, like some of the other callers talk, since creation came into being, it was perfect. Something happened that changed that. And things like the tsunamis and the earthquakes and the tornadoes that we have in this part of the country, they're all what they call natural disasters.
Are you Catholic, Cal? I have to ask you.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Well, I'm a father. I'm a priest of God. Please don't call me sir. Are you Catholic?
Excuse me, sir.
Are you Catholic? You're not Catholic, obviously.
Are you going to interrupt me, or do you want to hear yourself talk?
Well, I don't want to listen to a Protestant to tell me my business.
I'm not telling
well, you don't
you
know that he's
business.
A Protestant.
I'm telling you my opinion.
So you can't tell me my business. The Creator, you want to see everything in a negative light. I don't
Mr.
see
Henry,
it in a negative light.
Henry, if you have control of this show, you're going to let one person talk at a time.
Let me tell you what, Cal. You can't monopolize the airwaves either. All right.
Okay. That's correct, Phil.
But by the same token, neither can you, Father.
Well, I simply asked the man a question. Is he Catholic? And he refused to answer the question. And that tells me that he adheres to the Protestant belief in the devil as being the primary motivation of natural disaster. The Catholic faith believes that what happened to the people in India was a good thing.
Okay, go ahead, Cal.
Can I finish?
No, Cal now gets to talk.
I'm not finished.
Well, Cal now gets to talk.
Okay, every time you see something that happens
wrong... All right, Cal, we're all done. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Sonia. Sonia, go ahead.
Hi. Keep hearing from the Father, the Catholic Father, that it's a punishment, and God does not punish.
No, I did not say it was a punishment.
You're saying it in a roundabout way, Father.
It's a baptism. It's a baptism. It's not a punishment. What is wrong with these children who are listening to my program, listening to your program?
But just like
the caller before nailed it,
you're putting words into God. Where does it say that in the Bible? I want you to point that out to me.
All right.
Bring
if you
out
look
that
it
verse
in Revelation,
it says that,
you can
Father.
Also see it in Leviticus.
It does not say
Leviticus
that.
Is ambiguous, but Leviticus very clearly says that God brought his only begotten Son to this earth, so that we be cleansed of the sin, the sin sponged. And he does this through baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And through baptism, the water is the purifying holy sacrament, the agent of the sacrament, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Water can be used to baptize at any time. I baptized people, believe it or not, Sonia, I've baptized people using filthy toilet water. Toilet water. Because God only knows the Holy Ghost. Now comes the tsunami. And
you
let me tell you something, as one of my young African-American parishioners said, a whole lot of people got their asses baptized, is what this young African-American said to me. And I said, you know, I don't like your choice of language.
But by saying that, you're saying it's a punishment, that God...
I don't think he... I got to jump in. He never said it was a punishment.
As a punishment...
No, he never said it was a punishment, Sonia.
But
You misheard him.
Yes, you misheard me, Sonia. I said it's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. I almost wept when I saw the body count climbing.
Yes, it is a wonderful thing.
Oh, my God. See, that's the part I don't... You almost wept for joy when you saw the body count climbing?
Because I knew that God had brought into baptism a lot of people.
No.
Who's the priest and who's just some...
Yes, but you remind me the old Catholic priest and the old Catholic nun... That belief, and you always have this, and I'm sorry, I still hear it in your explanation, that it's a punishment. It's coming across like an anger from God.
Yeah, you did say, Father, that God had it up to here.
Yes.
And he couldn't stomach it any longer. He's looking down, and as my young African-American person
said,
that's why I left
the Catholic religion, because it's always about punishment.
No, it's not about punishment.
And God does not,
Are you Catholic?
The Son of God has never spoken of punishment.
Are you Catholic?
And the listeners that are listening to you...
You're tightening my jaws. Are you Catholic or aren't you?
No, I'm not Catholic.
Well, no kidding.
I'm a believer, but I'm not Catholic. I left the Catholic Church.
I want to get Pastor William Rennick on from Joyful Union, if you wouldn't mind, Father. Pastor Rennick?
Yes, Phil.
Go ahead.
I want to agree with the young lady that's calling right now, because... The devil is the primary motivation.
No, it's not the devil.
Allow me to finish. The young lady wanted to finish. The devil is the primary motivation. Would you not agree, Sonia?
That the devil is what?
The primary motivator of evil on this earth.
On this earth? Yes, of course. He's to rape and to devour.
You talk about hogwash. That's the biggest load of old manure that's come down the pipe since the sewer backed up. The young lady is trying to say that God doesn't put the hurt on people. What do you mean, your young African-American parishioners?
I had a young African-American say a whole lot of people got their asses baptized in the tsunami.
Man,
your explanation that the tsunami was a baptism is just ridiculous. I just don't know where you get that from.
I'd like to say, who's
where
the,
in the this is one thing. Where you can settle this.
I'm a baptist, and I disagree.
In the Bible. Tell me the verse.
It's in Leviticus.
And you...
It's in Leviticus. For God sent his only begotten Son to the planet Earth. And it was there
And I always make a joke here. There he became Clark Kent, you know, and I do a little Superman joke. You know, this is serious, but I want to make the point. The Bible is very clear that water is the age of the baptism. And for 25 years, I had been part of a mission in not only that part of the world, but also in Africa and other parts of the pagan world. And I couldn't get one, you know, as Father Staley said, I can't get one dumb some bitch baptized. You know, he used to say that. I find the language to be very...
a little rough.
No, but that's, I'm quoting Father Staley, I can't get one of these black some bitches to get baptized. And so that's when...
What is this, racism?
What are you talking about?
All right, look, Sonia, any other comments?
Sonia, I wonder...
Did you not ever hear the story of Moses in the ark?
Did you not
believe? For one, I don't believe you're a priest, a father of the Catholic religion.
I'm not with the Catholic religion,
but the way you're explaining this is just awful.
All right, listen, Sonia, thank you. We got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Father James McCorders joins us. Thank you very much, Pastor Renick, for coming on briefly. And we'll be right back with Father James McCorders on the tsunami in South Asia, being a huge baptism, just a big splashing of baptismal water on a whole lot of people. It's Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Who wouldn't let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef witch?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Father, you got some views that I guess are not very orthodox. Please, some people to question your devotion to the Catholic faith.
Phil, it's something I've battled my whole life, but I've always been there with the Word of God. And I'm resentful, I think, more than anything, of the younger people who want to call in and tell me my business.
Well, you're characterizing God as being resentful and childish and this and that, and I think it's got some people worried.
I am a priest. I attended St. Harvey's Correspondence Seminary. I have been a canon lawyer, and I don't know where I am supposed to take a back seat to some child that calls in from Long Beach and tries to tell me my business. And I tell you again, if the people who had been baptized in the tsunami had reached high, dry ground and made their way to a Christian mission, they could have gotten extreme unction or some reasonable facsimile and been headed back, though.
Make it to high, dry ground.
Yes, well, you laugh, but...
Well, I mean, I'm hit by a tidal wave now. Oh, boy, I better make it to...
The laughter betrays a concern.
All right, I got a phone caller to hang on here. Ellen, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Ellen, go right ahead. Yes, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm an 84-year-old Catholic, and this...
What's that got to do with it?
I just now realize that this is a spoof for sure, because there are no correspondence seminaries.
Excuse me, I went to St. John's Seminary in Camarillo, and I did take some correspondence with St. Harvey's. That is...
That's hard to believe. Now let me talk.
Excuse me, but I did go to St. John's Seminary, Camarillo, California, as a young Irish immigrant to this country.
All right.
And I resent very much that you would call. You can disagree with what I'm saying, Ellen.
Father, you let me speak
but
now.
Don't tempt
please.
God's wrath by, you know.
Let her finish.
Father, God has given all of us free will. That was a natural disaster. It happens. A tidal wave. And the people who were present there and became victims decided of their own free will to come there with their children. And the tidal wave, they know that. Any thinking human being knows the tidal wave is always a risk.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
And they knew that it was a risk if they had gave it any thought.
Oh, my Lord, you live in Long Beach, don't you? Do you know there's a tidal wave threat to where you live?
Yes.
If it comes and wipes your 84-year-old rear end out.
I'm not going to, and I don't like your language. If you're a Catholic priest, cut it out.
I'm terribly sorry. I tried to communicate in a colloquial way.
Those people went there of their own free will, and God gave us free will, and he also created So nature,
you wouldn't blame God.
And nature has disasters. We all know that. And we have to stop looking at God and blaming him.
You're one of them.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, Phil.
You said, and you're one of them.
No, I did not say that, Helen. He's a liar.
Okay, maybe I am a natural disaster. Sometimes I think I am.
Well, you know, you sound like a wonderful lady, but I think you've got your Catholicism all screwed up.
Oh, no.
Were you baptized?
I think I'm pretty straight on that.
Unless you're the Pope.
Think about it. Free will.
Unless you're the Holy Father
disguising
your voice.
Free will on the part of all human beings.
Is this the Holy Father disguising his voice?
All right, look, I got it.
Against natural disasters.
I think you're full of it. And I'll tell you something else.
1-800-449-8686.
Ellen, you really... Well, you're pissing me and God off.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You wanted to wrap up, Father?
I do, Phil. I want to wrap up with a few thoughts. A few thoughts and feelings here for Father James the Cortez. You know, when God sends a tsunami to wipe out a certain part of the world, it's very easy for us to be tempted into thinking that it's old Lucifer. Old devil with his horns and his cloven hooves. But in point of fact, it could be seen another way. A more giving and loving way. That God has decided to just send a shower of water on all of us to baptize our asses. You see, years ago...
Will you watch the language?
Sorry. Years ago when I worked in the missions of India and Sri Lanka and Thailand, Southeast Asia was mostly my beat. Old stomping grounds, Madagascar. I saw all the people in that part of the world rejecting the Christ for their animist religions. All manner of pagan faith. The kind of fertile ground in which Satan sows his seeds. And I said...
Okay, look, I gotta go, man, okay?
Well, you balls out, mother...
Rough, dude. I like the music, though, bud. Turn it back up.
Okay.
You listen to the Phil Hendry Show. Coming up later on, we're going to have Bob Bakian reporting, Earl Pants, Jeff Dowder will be joining us, and a special new feature called Biblical Bill Van Boning. You're not going to want to miss old Biblical Bill. And Love Songs with Bob Behind the Scenes makes a return here on the Phil Hendry Show tonight. Our number 1-800-449-8686. And our web address, www.philhendryshow.com.
This is Father James McCourty saying stay tuned. There's plenty more coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.